Welcome to another edition of Feral and Fabulous podcast. I am super excited about this fabulous times 10 guest that we have today, Dr. Frank Miller. He is with Huebner Family Medicine. And I am so excited to hear what all is going on in the Huebner Family Medicine world and the health world and all things, you know, I want to talk about. There's so many things I want to talk about. Absolutely. I don't even know where to start because there's so many things that I want to talk about. But let's start with what's going on in the, I would say, anti-aging, longevity. I feel like that's such a hot topic right now. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it.
So we were just at the A4M, which is American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine conference in Las Vegas last week. And there are two main newer ideas or that they wanted to focus on. Of course, the big ones are the big five. So that's good sleep, good nutrition, regular exercise, detoxify, and de-stress. But they were especially focusing on maintaining muscle. And the other newer thing was how to get rid of fat, because belly fat is where we make a lot of inflammation. You got a lot of inflammatory markers out of abdominal fat.
Let me just ask you real quick. So is abdominal fat, is that a different type of fat than fat elsewhere?
Well, yes. Okay. And so like brown fat is a good fat. Babies have that. It's very metabolically active. It has a bunch of mitochondria, and mitochondria is the powerhouse of your cells. You need a lot of power for everything, your heart, your brain, for healing, all that kind of thing. But belly fat is not that kind, and it tends to have cause more inflammatory markers to be in your body. And if you have inflammation, that's not good for anything. It can lead to autoimmunity. It can inflame the brain, lead to cognitive problems down the road. So one of the things that they talked about that I thought was really fascinating, you know, we have so many people on the shots.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. I always say that you're on the juice.
Yep. So either tirzepatide or semaglutide. Sure. And now there's a new one that has three different things in it, but it's available in other countries, not here yet. But there was a researcher in New Zealand, and he was looking to see why do we eat more when we have a sweet food? And is there some way we could use our natural response to help us? So he looked at bitter foods. How come people don't eat bitter foods? And so he did some studies on animals first and then humans. And if you eat a bitter food, then they sampled all the way down the esophagus, stomach, intestines. And it turns out that you make GLP-1 when you eat a bitter food. That's Ozempic. And you also make cholecystokinin, which is another thing that helps to slow down the pancreas and the gallbladder. And another
one. I'm glad I don't have to say that three times.
Huh. Yeah, and there's another one. I think it was PYY or PPY. I didn't remember that one, but it helps you to maintain your muscle while you're burning fat, because that's been one of the complaints about these shots, is that people lose a little bit of muscle as well as fat.
Right.
So that company actually put it all into a capsule, and that's what they were advertising. I happen to have the brochure here.
Oh, cool, 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 cool.
We ordered some. We hadn't come in yet, but it's called Calo Curb.
Oh, okay.
Not my company or anything.
Yeah.
But by Ortho Molecular Products. And supposedly you start like at 125 milligram once or twice a day and go up to 250 milligram twice a day. And their thought was that people would be able to transition once they get to their ideal weight on the shots.
So use the juice to get down to where you want to be.
And then you don't have to, because people always say, well, what am I going to do when I get to my ideal weight?
Right.
Do I have to be on this for the rest of my life?
Exactly. How do I maintain?
And what I don't know is, can you just like have, isn't there an alcoholic beverage with bitters in it?
Oh, you know, yes.
That might work. I don't know.
You know what? No, there is. I just don't like bitters.
Yeah.
You know?
And because it doesn't taste good.
Bitter party of one. I don't like it.
Here you have it in a capsule.
Yes.
And so it gets past your taste buds then does all the good stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's supposed to be about $60 a month. And, you know, for people who don't want to be on the shot or who
forever,
people want to transition off the shot.
Sure.
So we'll see how it plays out. But that they had an hour and a half conference on that by itself. So that's pretty interesting.
No, very good.
And the other part was about muscles. And they were talking about a lot of different ways to maintain your muscles and whatnot. But the main thing is exercise, of course.
Right.
And people don't do it very often. So
right.
There was two things I wanted to mention. One was, and this Zach Bush is a triple boarded doctor. I think he's around Tennessee or somewhere like that. But anyway, he's a very interesting guy. He's got a webpage and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
But he has, if you look up Zach Bush 4-minute exercise on YouTube video.
Can you get your exercise done in 4 minutes?
Yeah. So, and what he does.
Okay, I'm looking this up.
So the first thing you do is it's 10 repetitions of, the first one is like you're standing and you kind of squat like and push your arms out, and then squat, push your arms out, squat, push your arms out. So 10 reps. What he's trying to do is use your major muscle groups.
Okay.
And get them tired and a little bit hypoxic, a little bit low oxygen.
Got it.
Because once they have low oxygen, then they release nitric oxide.
Which is what you want, right?
Yeah. So you remember nitric oxide? That's the one that people chew beet stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. And nitric oxide is a cell signaling molecule, actually, which dilates blood vessels. It does a lot of usually very good things. Of course, like everything, if you read into it, too much nitric oxide isn't good either. But exercise makes just the right amount.
Right.
So it's that one. And then the next one is you bring your arms up, down, up, down, up,
okay,
down 10 times. And then the next one is, let's see, one of them is like this.
Uh-huh.
And the, let's see, what is the fourth one? Anyway, there are four exercises.
Okay.
And they take.
And it's a minute each?
And then, well, you do 10 reps.
Okay.
3 times.
Okay.
And the whole thing takes 4 minutes.
Wow.
And at the end of it, he's measured it actually, and you produce a lot of nitric oxide, and you can feel it in your fingertips.
He
says, you know, for the next several minutes, you're going to have a little bit of swelling of your fingers because your blood vessels all dilated.
Sure. Yeah.
And you'll feel better.
Okay.
And do it 3 times a day.
And okay. So yeah. It's 4 minutes, but 3 times a day, and like morning, noon, and night, or does
whenever
it matter,
you can fit
or
it
just
in.
Whenever you can fit it in?
Every time he gives a lecture, we all have to do that exercise before he starts.
Okay. Wow. Oh, my gosh. And he's measured this to basically determine that will actually do what you need your body to do in order to stay in shape?
It helps your vascular system.
Yeah.
And the nitric oxide is good for your brain. You know, if you exercise your muscles, you release brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which grows new neurons, actually, which
okay
is really important for cognition.
Oh, I need some new neurons,
but,
for
but
sure.
But the nitric oxide helps kidney flow and all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
So the other thing I wanted to mention, this was another one that I have known about for quite a while. It's called KAATSU, KAATSU.
I think you have actually mentioned that to me before.
Uh-huh.
I actually recognize that.
Well, I get it all the time right now. They're trying to sell more of these units and whatnot because these are kind of expensive. But what they are is blood flow restriction bands, BFR
okay
bands. If you
okay
look on Amazon for BFR bands,
okay,
you can find very inexpensive ones, $20 or so.
Oh, wow.
And if you put them on your arm,
do? Yeah,
and you want to restrict the venous return. It's the same idea as what Zach said. You want to have a little bit of low oxygen in your muscles, and they'll release the nitric oxide.
Okay.
And if you do that, you actually release a little bit of lactic acid, and
okay
then it produces a growth hormone is actually released from your muscle.
Oh.
You will build muscles a lot faster.
Gotcha.
But you don't want to occlude the arterial supply.
Yeah.
Just the venous.
Okay.
So this one has a computer-controlled gadget.
Okay.
And you put it on and just push the button, and it tightens it up to the venous pressure, and then it releases it every now and then, so you make sure you don't cut off all the circulation to your arm.
Yeah, that
you know,
wouldn't be good.
Some people are really overzealous about
yeah
all this.
No, that would not be me.
But then you don't have to do much. If you had light weights, you'll be amazed. I mean, you get an intense workout with not very much time.
See, that's the thing. I think that's kind of like the secret ingredient, if you will, because I think these days everybody's so busy all the time mm-hmm that it's like, where do you find the time to do these long workouts? And so if there was a way to accomplish that without it spending an hour or 2 hours or whatever some people have been doing in the past, I feel like that would really be like life-changing for people.
They did an interesting study, the KAATSU people. They took people who were sedentary, and they said, all right, so we want your spouse to not do anything different. Just watch TV, and we want
that'll
you.
That'll be easy for Dave.
We want you to put these things on and just use your remote. And the guy using the remote with the KAATSU things lost weight.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
It's like, you can lose weight watching TV.
Oh,
let's
my
do
gosh.
This.
Okay, this is Now it's getting really interesting and exciting. I'm just thinking tequila and just doing nothing but watching TV, and I can get in shape.
One
I'm
more
ready.
For you is, okay. is saunas.
So saunas. What kind of sauna?
Well, it could be any type. They did the studies over in Finland for 20 years.
Do I have to go to Finland for
No, get your own sauna.
Okay.
I have one right near my bed, actually.
Oh, cool.
One of those little portable tents.
Okay.
But however you want to do it.
Okay.
But if you need to be in there for 20 minutes, 4 days a week, and it cuts your overall risk of mortality by 40%.
Are you kidding me?
That was a 20-year study.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that wild?
So
I'm thinking, hey, just sit in a sauna, watch TV, maybe put these armbands on, you'll live forever.
Oh, my God.
In good shape. We don't want to live forever if you're not in good shape.
No, exactly. That is the key, right?
Yeah.
Because if you're going to live forever, you better be enjoying it.
Exactly.
Otherwise, it's just misery for a long time.
Yeah.
So,
but that
that's
was a
so
fascinating
cool.
study. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That is amazing.
And, you know, in the wintertime, it's great. If
yeah.
the room's
no,
a little
no, no.
cold, sit in there.
For sure.
And part of the reason that works is because you're detoxifying.
Yeah.
You sweat out.
100%. 100%.
The other big thing, of course, was good nutrition. And the foods that we eat nowadays have all kinds of stuff in them.
Yeah.
That's probably why America's kind of toxic and fat.
Right. No, 100%. Yeah,
I mean,
no.
It's not really all of our fault. It's we're just not eating the right stuff. You've seen so many people that go to Europe. They said,
yes.
I ate so much food and
I lost weight. No, exactly, because they walk all the time and they're eating high-quality food.
Exactly.
And so, no, I totally get that, and it's without a doubt.
And the chronic diseases, too, are less over there.
Yes.
Because they don't let us
they
put
don't
all
have
the toxins
all that, exactly.
on the food. Yeah.
All the, yeah, the junk that
so we
eat.
Have to be good at detoxifying and exercise. If you sweat a little bit, you get rid of some of the toxins.
Right.
And then if you eat the right stuff, the cruciferous vegetables and all those, right?
Right, right.
So that's broccoli, cauliflower, kale, arugula,
yeah.
Brussels sprouts.
They
taste kind of funny because they have sulfur in them.
I love
broccoli.
Love it too.
But the sulfur is part of the component of glutathione. So
that is a
three-peptide thing that helps you to detoxify these things out of your body.
No, that's a great point. In fact, I was just talking to somebody that the other day, I believe I actually met you or I started going to see you in 2020.
Has it been that long?
It has been 5 years.
Been a good ride so far.
Yeah, it has. Absolutely. I mean, it's been life-changing literally in every sense. And so what was interesting though is I remembered I had just started going to see you prior to COVID. And so we didn't know each other that well, and it was before COVID. And, of course, to just meet somebody, and then all of a sudden this life-changing COVID thing happened, again, 5 years ago, and it was like, oh, my gosh. And the thing I want to ask you about, which I feel like has been kind of life-changing for my family, is I met you, I started seeing you as my physician, and then COVID hit. I had not, Dave, my husband, was not signed up at that time. However, as you know, I got sick early on in COVID. I got sick in June. I got exposed and I was parade of homes. And so anyway, everybody shared the love and it was, you know, one of those things that everybody pretty much, the parade of homes got sick that
super
year.
Super spreader.
It was a super spreader event for sure. And so basically I remember I went and you guys tested me. I came back positive. I think I was even one of the first patients you had that tested positive for COVID in your office. And so basically what happened was I didn't do well, but I wasn't that bad. But my husband, Dave, he got really, really sick because he had COPD
mm-hmm.
from when not, he wasn't a smoker, but he was in Iraq several times
yep.
and the oil fires that burn over there anyway,
yes.
damaged his lungs. And so when he got COVID, it was really like life-changing, like scary. And so I remember you were actually out of town. It was July 4th because I'd gotten sick at the end of June in 2020. And then I gave it to Dave, of course. And so I remember he was not signed up with your practice yet, but I literally, he was so ill while he was kind of out and sleeping. I signed him up and literally reached out to you because I'm like, help me. You know, Dave is really sick and he's got COVID and Anyway, you came in from out of town. I don't remember where you were. But you were out of town and literally said, I'll meet you at the office. And so you drove in from wherever you were at for that holiday, July 4th holiday, and I took Dave over to your office, and you're like, no, I don't want him to go in the hospital. Let's just try and figure it out. and you gave him an ozone treatment. I mean, obviously you did several treatments on him, but it was life changing because I literally feel like I don't know that I would have Dave here if it hadn't been for that. So I want to talk a little bit about you have an ozone clinic.
Right.
And so I really feel like that was such a critical piece in Dave's recovery when in 2020, nobody really knew much about COVID at that time. This was like literally we were almost, we weren't ground zero, but we were early on in that whole, you know, epidemic. And so, or you call it pandemic, epidemic. Is it a pandemic?
That was a pandemic.
Pandemic. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, early on. And so Dave, like I said, I feel like, oh my gosh, things could have changed and been so different. But what all things do you do at your ozone clinic? Can you tell me a little bit about that? Where's it located? All that kind of stuff.
I brought my little shirt here with a logo on it.
Dun, cool. Da, da, da. I didn't see that. That's so awesome. I love it. O3. Yeah,
it's we call it O3 because that's what ozone is.
Yeah.
It's three molecules of oxygen. So what is the main thing that you could not live with? It's oxygen.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what ozone is, it's mostly oxygen, but we create a little bit of ozone. Now, if you think of ozone, this part of the God thing in the world, how do you wash off all the animals? How do you purify the lakes? Oh, let's have a thunderstorm. A lightning bolt goes through the atmosphere. It hits the oxygen, and a few molecules of oxygen stick together because of that extra energy, and they make O3.
Oh, wow.
And they come down, and they purify everything, and then they separate back into O2. So that's basically what the ozone clinic does, too. We have to create the ozone out of medical-grade oxygen.
Okay.
And so you run it through charge plates, kind of like creating a little lightning, basically.
Sure.
And then it comes out, but we know how much is in there. And then we, with that, the main thing we do over there, there's a lot of different ways to get ozone. In Cuba, they did a lot of research on rectal ozone, and it's fairly popular in Europe. In the United States, people don't like sticking as many things in their rear end. So
I understand.
So here, it's more popular to do major autohemotherapy, they call it.
Okay.
So we put an IV in, and we in a bag of saline, we drain some of your blood out into the bag, and then we put the bag up, and we bubble the ozone-oxygen mixture into your blood, and it binds to your plasma.
Right.
And so your blood is super, super energized, basically.
Okay.
It has a lot of oxygen, and it has extra electrons from the ozone. And that is what goes through their ozonides. It's not really ozone anymore. It's changed into ozonides, which are very safe for your body. And they go in and they stimulate everything. They stimulate your mitochondria to make more energy, your immune system.
Wow, I did not realize that.
They decrease your, if you have autoimmunity, they decrease your autoimmunity. There's a lot of studies.
Wow.
The fascinating thing is the United States, if you look it up, it says there is no medical use for oxygen. But that's the FDA.
Okay.
Now look at PubMed, PubMed.org, I think it is. There's thousands of articles about the rest of the world is all using it.
Yeah.
So how come we aren't? Oh, yeah. It may be because of the pharmaceutical industry.
Yeah.
They want us to be kind of sick and then you can...
Because that's how they make money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
they don't make... The pharmaceutical companies don't make money off of healthy people.
No.
Yeah.
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 So...
Unfortunately.
But ozone can help a lot of stuff. I get it pretty regularly. People who are... I mean, like, what could it help? Chronic Lyme, chronic... Recurrent COVID. I mean, COVID.
Long COVID. Yep. Yeah, that's amazing.
It helps people who have cancer. It doesn't cure cancer, but it helps their body to handle everything that they're going through.
Yeah,
if they're going through chemo, radiation, whatever,
right.
they do much, much better.
Right,
There's
right,
a
right.
lot of studies on that.
Right.
And it's a shame that we haven't got it out. But we're hoping that Kennedy will actually say, you know, this is okay. And then maybe
would be
it would
amazing.
Be, because it's not covered by insurance,
right.
if the government says that it's no good.
Right, exactly.
And it's not super expensive, but everybody has lots of things to pay for.
Understand. And tell me a little bit, because I know that you do more than just ozone at the ozone clinic.
Hyperbaric oxygen?
Yeah, that's why I wanted.
One.
Yeah,
we just
it
got
is.
A, in fact, we're starting a program called the Converse Cognitive Center as a subset of what we do. Merle and Helen Converse are really super nice people. He was an engineer at Southwest Research.
Oh, my gosh.
And they recognized that we were helping people with cognitive problems.
Yeah.
And so they're donating some money to help us form a brain center, basically.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cool.
Because there's a lot of people with cognitive issues.
Yeah.
And it's a it's not just one fix. You know, the government says, oh, take this one medicine, like the one that's out there right now. I mean, it's super expensive for one, and it doesn't work very well. Olive oil works better than that.
Oh, I know.
So,
which I have to give you a plug on that, because this is, I don't remember how many years ago you turned me on to olive oil, but I get this olive oil from Texas Hill Country. It's in Dripping Springs.
That's right.
And literally, I have it over there in my purse. You can see the little cap sticking up.
Yep.
But I'm one of those weirdos. Everybody, the producers are laughing at me because they know everywhere I go, I take my olive oil, and I literally feel like that has been life-changing for me, that you turned me on to olive oil, because, and I don't understand the science behind it, but I know how it makes me feel, and I feel like it gives me the good fats. Mm-hmm. And I like the way it tastes, luckily. But it's really kind of an amazing thing that I feel like it's super healthy and
less inflammation, yeah, lowers blood pressure.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of studies on olive oil.
No, absolutely.
It has to be extra virgin, though.
And this is.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. If you ever get a chance to go talk to those people, they are amazing. They know what extra virgin is. You know, that means the olives never touch the ground.
Right.
And
they
press them right there.
Exactly.
They know everything about that quality.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's like I said, that has been amazing. And that's been several, I don't remember when it was, maybe 4 years ago, but I literally had it in my purse for like 4 years. So that has been, I think, something that's been really, really critical in helping me to kind of heal and get over some of the long COVID and some of the other things you've been talking about. So tell me on this Converse, it's going to be the Converse Center?
Converse Cognitive Center.
Okay, and where will that be?
Right there in our ozone clinic.
Are you kidding? Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. So
yeah, because to help the brain, you need a lot of different things. We already got most of them in there.
Yeah.
So you need IV nutrients. You need so a person will come in. It's like, well, we have to evaluate them first.
Sure.
See, why do they have cognitive problems?
Yeah.
It may not be Alzheimer's. It could be chronic mold. It could be Lyme.
Yeah.
It could be heavy metals. So if we find those things, we can chelate the metals. We can get rid of the mold and the Lyme. But also, a lot of people don't have enough of their nutrients.
Right.
So we can provide those either IV or, you know, we will have a dietitian hooked in. We need to make sure they're getting exercise. All the things we just talked about.
Yeah. All the things are important.
Because the brain needs a lot of support.
And right.
By the time you start to have memory problems, there's a lot of things that aren't quite going right.
Right.
And so,
right,
if you catch it early,
you
totally
can possibly,
reversible.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's so cool.
I love
have that.
Have you heard of Dale Bredesen?
No.
So he's got some really cool stuff. He has been reversing Alzheimer's for the last 10 years, actually.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding?
And, of course, he went to the Alzheimer's Society, and they said, well, what's the drug? He says, it's not a drug. It's all these different things. They said, we're not really interested.
Oh, my gosh.
It took him about 7 years to convince him to give him some money to do a study.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah, it is so sad because everybody wants the answer to be in a pill.
And to make money off of it.
Well, of course. Yes. Yes.
I mean, what he's
you're
saying
100%
is just what we were talking
right.
about.
It's not just the
How
pill.
How about a little extra sleep? By the way, I have this Aura ring I wanted to mention.
Oh, my gosh.
It. Have you ever used one of these?
No.
Okay. So there are other brands
as well. Is it like
a
mood ring? Is an Aura ring?
No, you see the little the monitors inside of it.
Oh, no. No.
So you wear it and it's
so it's not like a mood ring. It's...
No. It keeps track of your pulse, your oxygen.
Oh, my gosh.
And it tells you what phase of sleep
Where
you get into.
Where do you get those?
Online.
Online?
O-U-R-A, Aura ring.
O-U-R-A. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
And,
oh, my gosh.
Because you spend a third of your life, maybe more, maybe less, asleep, right?
Not me. You know me. I can't sleep. I'll be afraid to see what my ring tells me. I don't sleep. You may or may not know this. I can't sleep. I'm like a cat on a hot tin roof. I cannot, like, literally 1 o'clock. 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. I have such a problem sleeping. That's
you do
like
remarkably well for no sleep.
Well, I've gotten good at it because my whole life I haven't been good at sleeping.
Well, and maybe so, I could tell you why or what else you could do for it, because they do give suggestions.
Yeah.
Because what you really want to do is get into, you know, you go through your dream sleep and then you got to get to a deep sleep.
Yeah.
And at that point, your brain opens up its channels and it gets rid of all the trash that's been accumulated in there. And if you don't get rid of the trash, that they think contributes to dementia.
Well, something that I feel like my sleep has gotten, it's still not good, but it's getting better. And it's something that you, a little trick that you kind of like turned me on to is magnesium. Mm-hmm. I think magnesium glycinate, if I said that correctly.
You did.
I don't know those
that's
terms
perfect.
Very well. But anyway, I have been taking that. And it's kind of like, I hate to say life-changing because I'm kind of early on to doing it. I've been maybe doing it 3 weeks.
I told you I learned that one from my cousin.
Is that right? Yeah. Okay.
She says, all right, what kind of magnesium do you suggest? I said, well, what do you suggest? Because I learned so much from everybody else.
Yes, exactly.
And she says, I take 3 capsules a night and I sleep like a baby. 2 didn't work for me. I take 3.
No, that's so interesting.
And I said, why magnesium glycinate? She said, well, that's the one that works. You know,
no, and I'm not kidding you. It's been maybe 3 weeks. And you know me, I take baby steps on everything because I tend to overreact, you know, to literally life. And so I had been taking 1 capsule a day just because me. And then literally about 3 or 4 days ago, I bumped it to 2 capsules a day. So I'm just trying to like baby step it, you know, but it's kind of like, seriously, like, I think it's maybe a thing. I think it might really change my life and I can maybe start sleeping maybe 5 hours, you know, like if I can start getting that 5, 6, oh my God, 7 hours, you know,
that'd be wild.
Oh my gosh. It would be like incredible. So I'm like I said, super psyched. I mean, like I said, you are just an amazing physician. I've got to just say that from just my personal experience and my family. You have been caring for my family for like 5 years now. And I feel like truly, because as you know, my family has health issues and we have been literally so incredibly benefited by all of your knowledge and you're willing to kind of like just see what's out there that's new, that's different. You're not willing to just sit back and go, well, they've said for the last 20 years that this is what you need to take. If you've got this, you need to take that.
That's why I was late today. So this guy came in and he has something that I don't have any other patient with.
Well, there you go. I thought I was the only one of your patients.
He's been doing all the research and he says, I need this blood test. I said, let me look it up. Oh yeah, that's the one. And it looks like they don't have a great treatment for that yet, but let me research it. And I mean, that's what makes medicine exciting.
No, I know, but that's what makes you such a great physician because literally it's like you've texted me on like a Sunday evening going, I checked and I think you could do this test and I think you would do really well on this new thing that just came out. I'm like, it's Sunday at like 8:30 at night. And of course, you know me, I'm up all the time and I'm working all the time. So no, I mean, I was like, oh, this is amazing. So I'm like, yeah, I'm on it right away. But I mean, you're so dedicated to your profession. It is so exciting, I think, for people to see somebody that is so just, again, driven to do what's best for their patients and look at what is the best treatment? What can I do to help this person? And I think back to all the, and this is going to be crazy. This is going to definitely date me. But I mean, you're kind of like a combination of like Marcus Welby and like, I don't know what his name was on Medical Center, but like Jim Gannon, or was it Jim Cannon? I don't remember, but it's like all the best doctors that we've ever grown up with that had all this caring spirit that were there to just do what was best for their patients, irregardless of what it did for them. And I feel like that's who you are. You're just such a compassionate person and you have such a caring nature about you that you just see, you see the best in everybody, but you want to help them to find their best selves, whatever that is.
That's what makes it all worthwhile. And I think you got my newsletter. And the next thing that I want to look into is this neural therapy.
Oh.
Did you get a chance to read it?
No, I haven't read it.
Oh, it's so fascinating.
But I love anything about neural anything.
Like, I can't figure them out. And then you find out they have had a major emotional trauma and it got stuck in their nervous system. And there's a way to release it and get rid of those symptoms.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, so the naturopaths know all this stuff. You know, these regular medical doctors, we never learn any of that stuff.
But yeah.
It's part of that, and a little bit of Chinese medicine, all these different things. It's fascinating.
Oh my gosh, I love that stuff.
And it can help so many people. I mean, PTSD is part of that
yes.
whole picture.
Yes.
And it's so, I've been mentioning it to patients, and I said, have you ever had any major trauma? It's kind of sad that we all have had such major trauma.
I know. I was going to say, I hate to say it, but I think that that's a pretty common thing, right?
And so if we can release it, it's pretty awesome because sometimes it's just, that's why people have stranger things that we can't figure out.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely.
So I'll have to tell you more about that after my next, I have a course in March and one in May. And then we'll meet and I can tell you how it's
working. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, we're definitely going to have you. Oh, there's... There needs to be three or four more podcasts just on your what you're doing and what you've got coming up and everything. I do want you to tell us, though, how did you get into medicine in the first place?
So my grandfather was a GP back in the day.
Okay.
And his father was a bartender down on the Riverwalk.
Oh, my gosh.
So well, that was the original medicine, right?
I was a bartender,
right?
Too, so maybe we have kindred spirits in our families.
He used to fill the wine bottles and everything from the barrels in the basement.
Oh, I love it.
And then my dad was a physician and...
Okay. So it's generational.
Yeah. And then my uncle was a priest. So I went to St. Mary's.
I forgot that.
Yeah. And I thought, okay, do I want to be a priest? Because I like both of what they did.
Of course. Absolutely.
And then I met my wife in pre-med. And I said, oh, that must be the answer.
Yeah. There you go. There was the answer.
So we went to medical school together, and we're still practicing together. I'm an early adopter. I jump over the cliff first. She likes to wait and make sure it's safe.
Understand.
So that's probably a good match, you know.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Yeah, I tend to be like, leap in and just see what happens, you know, and just hope for the best.
So my uncle actually got me into the complementary holistic medicine type stuff. Because he's a dentist and he was using ozone, this back in 2014.
Oh, wow.
And he says, have you ever, you're doing all the usual stuff.
Yeah.
Have you heard of ozone? I said, no. He says, well, you need to look into it. I said, I didn't learn about it in medical school. He says, you're going to find you didn't learn a lot of stuff in medical school.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Finally, after I told him no a couple of times, he says, you like Vegas, don't you? I said, I love Vegas.
Oh, my God.
He says, the first International Association of Ozone and Healthcare and Dentistry meeting is in Vegas. I already got you a flight, and you have to go to one meeting. If you don't like it, go gamble, see a show, whatever else you want to do. But I think you should come. I said, okay, fair enough. And I was blown away.
Oh, my gosh.
There is so much we don't know.
Yeah. No,
and
isn't that the truth?
And these people all knew it. And yes. They were from all over the world.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it was amazing. So that's kind of – then I came home, and I thought, well, you know, it's – more comfortable to do regular medicine. And then this nun came to see me. Did I tell you the story before?
No.
Okay, so this nun comes to see me with bad neck pain. And I said, sister, what's going on? She says, my neck, it's killing me. And I said, okay, so let's see. Did we x-ray that? Yep, you found that it's just degenerative. I said, did you see the pain guy? Yeah, he couldn't help me. Did we put you on anti-inflammatories? It didn't help. Narcotics? I can't take them. I get sick to my stomach. Physical therapy? Didn't help. And she says, God sent me to you. I said, wait a minute, don't put that on me. And then it hit me. I just come from this ozone clinic. Yeah. And there was a guy who had similar pain, and they shot ozone in his neck, and he got better. And I
said,
did
she have an official referral?
No. And I said, oh, we were just at this ozone conference, but I don't even have an ozone machine. But my uncle does. He's a dentist. Let me call him and see if he would be willing. I said, but do you know we don't know what we're doing with this? She says, it doesn't matter.
Oh, really? Is that what started the whole thing?
So she came down to the dental clinic, and Bill says, does she know we don't know what we're doing? I told her, but she says that this God sent us, and we're going to do it. So he said, and with the mouth, you can put a lot of ozone because you just blow it out.
I love it.
The concentration doesn't really matter, but if you're injecting it, you're supposed to actually know what you're doing. So anyway... But this is me. I'm always on the edge.
I know.
So
cutting edge.
He
cutting
says,
edge
how much
medicine.
Do we put in? I said, I guess high. I don't know. So
see, my gosh.
Fills up a little syringe. And I said, now, sister, they say it hurts a little bit when we put it in. But then it for like 30 seconds, and then you'll be fine. So I have a baby needle, and I said, here we go. And I put it in, push the gas. And you're putting a gas in. You know?
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird thing.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden she goes, and she's writhing around in pain, and we're looking like each other. Like, and he says, "We're going to hell."
And you're freaking out! Oh my gosh!
And I'm petting her hair. I said, "It's okay, sister. You're gonna get better. You're gonna get better." I'm thinking, "Please, God, get her better. Get her better." And so finally, she's okay. Oh, it's going away. Oh. And I'm thinking, "Oh God, thank you." I said, "How's your pain?" She says, "I don't have any pain. That's a miracle." And we look at each other like, what? And she's been to all these specialists and nobody could help her.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're still incredulous. And, you know, Rosie's in my office.
Yeah.
Okay, so she was working for Bill at the time. She had a trigger finger. She saw all that, and her eyes were big. She says, put it right here. I said, what? And I'm still trying to figure it out. She had a trigger finger. I said, didn't we put a steroid in there? Yeah, it didn't work. And she says, I want the ozone in there. I said, did you see how much that hurt her? And she says, I can handle it. And Bill, I said, Bill, she's your employee. she's a grown woman. I said, okay. He says, how much? I said, I only know high.
I've got one speed, and
so
it's
we
high.
Put it in there, and she goes, ah, and the pain went all the way up to her neck. And she's, oh. I said, and I'm thinking, I can't do this anymore to anybody. But she's, oh. And then the pain went down in about 30 seconds, and then she's going like this, and she says, that's a miracle. And Bill says, two miracles, that's our limit. Let's get out of here.
Exactly. Okay, we're tapping out now because we can't do any more miracles.
And I went back to the office thinking, my gosh, there's a lot of power in
this.
Does
she still not have a trigger finger?
Well, it was good for 5 years or so. And the nun, she came back after about 3 years and said her neck was starting to hurt. Could we use the ozone? But did I learn any way to do it less painful? And so, by that time, I had gone to the training.
Yes.
And you learned that you put propane in first.
Yes.
And then it doesn't hurt.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
But it was pretty incredible.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah, but there's a lot of stories. Like, I mean, I've had a lot of people, they inject them one time and never comes back.
Oh, my gosh. I love to hear that. I mean, it's just such a cool
thing.
So
it doesn't work for everybody, but
no, I understand.
It's a part of the whole armamentarium. And really, we should be training this. So, you know, when I retire, which would probably be when I'm 80.
Okay, please, because you and I are the same age. And so I
People
don't even want to.
Aren't you going to retire?
No.
I said, no.
No.
I got more to learn.
I look to you. I'm not retiring until you do. And I love that because I know you're not planning to retire
anytime
soon.
No, not for a long time.
So I'm with you. I'm like.
But then I want to go teach at the medical school.
Okay, cool.
All the stuff that we learn.
Absolutely.
Carry it on.
Absolutely.
And by that time, hopefully, it'll be legal. I mean, it is legal, but, you know, maybe it'd be covered.
I understand where people don't
Sanctioned
have to come
by
out.
By the government
exactly.
would be nice.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine how life-changing that would be? Yeah. Incredible.
It's a fascinating business.
It is.
I mean,
it
you
is.
Know, you get to hear people's stories, and we're all through a lot of it's hard to be alive these days.
No, exactly.
And if we could just feel a little bit better, we could do so much more for our professions and all that kind
Amen.
Of stuff.
No, and incredible information. And it has been, like I said, just so delightful to have you on today. And we're going to go to the next segment
Good.
Of the podcast. But I absolutely have to have you come back like two or three times. I mean, I don't even know. There's so many things that we didn't even touch on.
Well, I tell you what, I'll send you a text sometime. Here's what I'm learning. And
oh,
you
yes.
tell me when it seems to
Oh, my
to
gosh.
Fit.
Yes. No. I want to have you back because there's so many things that I want to talk about that we didn't get to talk about today. But stay tuned. So
I will.
Cool. All right. I'm going to look up the next segment. Okay, now we will start the next segment of the podcast, and it is going to be the Feral or Fabulous. So if you want to get your paddle ready, okay?
Okay.
You have Feral on one side, Fabulous on the other, okay? And so I'm going to give you several different topics, and you're going to tell me what you think about them, whether they're Feral or Fabulous, okay? Yeah. Hot air balloons, Fabulous.
Have
okay.
you ever been in one?
No.
I've been in two or three times.
Are you kidding?
Unbelievable.
I didn't know that.
Oh, gosh.
And you, okay, so obviously Fabulous. You love it.
Oh, yeah.
And you're not scared?
We're all going to die sometime.
Well, that's true, but that could be expediting it a little
well,
faster.
Well, so what would happen if your balloon started to fail? What would you do? Just
I would
scream
be terrified.
Or would you dive out with a swan dive? You might as well kill yourself right away.
But you know, you know. 100%. You've just given me a new perspective on life. If ever I am in a terrifying situation that looks like it's going to be the end, I'm going to swan dive into it. So that
hopefully
is
over a lake.
Okay, exactly.
And you'll probably survive.
That's true. Unless you're out of a 747 or something like that. That might be an interesting swan dive. But no. Okay. Well, so I did not know that. Okay. So
okay, that's
hot
a good
air
thing
balloons.
For Dave to take you on.
Okay. Yeah. A hot air balloon.
Oh,
okay.
Go to, I think,
I'm excited.
Isn't it, where is it? Albuquerque when they had the big
yeah,
one?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is. My daughter just went recently and I think the weather was bad, so they couldn't actually see them. But no, I do think that was a thing.
It's,
so
it's
very,
so
very
peaceful.
Cool.
The coolest thing is you can hear everything on the ground. You
really?
Can hear people talking. You can hear a cow
what?
Move. I mean, the sound
in
just
the
goes,
balloon?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's
I
like
did
you're
not
right
know
there.
That. Oh,
and then
my gosh.
When you hit the little, then they all look up and then you wave and you could talk to them. And
wow. Okay. And did you know? I had no idea. I did not even know that you'd been in a hot air balloon. I swear, I just made that up. So Very cool. Okay.
Skydiving.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm no.
You haven't done that one?
No, and I'm not going to. I just.
You're missing out.
No, I know. I know. I mean, obviously, my husband was a, he was a.
I mean, you go with somebody, obviously.
No, I understand. And he was a, he was a, what is it? An Army Ranger? He was a Ranger.
Yeah.
I mean, so he used to jump out of planes and he was a tow jumper once. And I mean, so.
Wouldn't it be cool you put your entire life in his hands?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, I'm
We're
actually
there.
That's actually terrifying.
Feral.
Exactly. Exactly. We need a different paddle for that. I mean, that's like
Next
terrifying.
Question.
Yes. Okay. All right. Are you ready? Chocolate.
That's half and half.
Okay.
Yeah. I like dark chocolate.
Okay.
But it's not my biggest thing.
Okay, so you're not a like a chocolate fan. Like I'm obsessed with chocolate. Like I haven't met a chocolate I don't like. Like, I like dark chocolate. I like milk chocolate. I like white chocolate. Sadly, I like all chocolates. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so you're kind of like half and half. You
I
like
have
it,
some in the office all the time.
Yeah.
I probably have one piece a day.
Yeah, but you're not like, it's not
if
like.
If I miss it, it's okay.
It's like, okay, you don't really care. Okay. Casablanca.
You know, I would say I haven't actually seen the whole thing.
Okay. Okay.
I don't. This is a weird thing about me.
No.
Like you said on Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm not watching TV very much.
Okay.
I'm researching stuff.
I know. Oh, trust me. I
know. I watch a lot of different podcasts from these different
people. I know. I'm sure.
People, and
that doesn't surprise me in the least.
Yeah. So, I a lot of people say, "Did you watch this show?"
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, but you know what? And the thing is, I actually have seen Casablanca, and it's okay. My husband loves it. He thinks it's just like the best ever. And I'm like, you know, mas menos. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, you know, I've seen it, but I wouldn't see it again because I just don't care, you know? So I get that. So, okay, cool. Classical music.
I listen to a lot of different types of music.
I know. I knew that you liked a lot of different types of music, but I didn't know what kinds of music you liked.
I have some classical. I mean, you know, it's kind of a mix.
Okay.
It's very strange. There's certain tones or combinations of chords, and it's like something hits there, and it's like that's very soothing to me or it does something to me.
Okay.
And then I record that one and I have them in my phone.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So you can like classical music. It just
sometimes it's just like they're going through the song and then they change the chord. And I thought, oh my gosh, that was incredible.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. It's the weirdest thing. And people say, you like that song? I said, well, I like that chord.
Yes. No, I understand. Yes.
That probably goes back to my grandmother. She was teaching me piano a long time ago.
Oh, was she a piano teacher?
Kind of.
Okay.
I mean, I guess, I think it was probably because we didn't have anything else to keep me busy, you know.
I'm sure you were a very interesting child. You probably had to have a lot of things to keep you occupied.
Now, I was one of eight, so I was in the middle, and so I could hide easily and stay out of trouble better and stuff like that.
So you're a middle child. Okay. Yeah. You're of a big crew. That's a big family. Okay, cool. Cryo preservation.
I would say
Feral.
I want to head on to the next life when it's time.
Okay.
You know, if you want to hear another interesting podcast, Sean Ryan with the guy's name, John. I'll send it to you, and then you can announce it sometime.
Oh, cool.
He was a engineer out of Austin.
Okay.
Atheist.
Oh, wow.
And then he started hearing these near-death experiences, and it's like, and then he really got hooked on it, and he became a pastor, actually.
Wow.
But it's a four-hour podcast, and it's like, wow, if the next life is anything like these people have seen, I want to be there.
Cool.
So that's why I don't care jumping out of it. I mean, I'm not going to kill myself.
Right.
But
right.
Hey, if it's time to go,
this has been a great life. Yes.
Send me on to the next one. Let's go see what it's like.
Amen. I love that. No. I very much agree and understand like what you're thinking on that. So very cool. Okay. Last one. White water rafting.
Oh, I love it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we did the Rio Grande.
Okay.
And we did a river in, we went under the Royal Gorge, a couple of different ones.
Okay, cool.
But All I remember on that one is a blast, but my feet were freezing. The water was so cold. But, you know, it's a high adventure thing.
Yes.
I just want to have at least a grade 4 or 5 rapid if we can.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And wear a helmet.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Do you wear a helmet when you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because if you hit your head on a rock.
It's not good. Yeah. It's probably the only time you'll
do that.
Have
you ever done that?
No. I'm not a, I love the water, but I'm not a water rapids kind of person. Yeah.
And maybe if it was all warm, you would like it.
Maybe. Yeah. Very possibly.
Work on the air balloon.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, you have been such a delight to have on the podcast and to be on Feral or Fabulous portion of the podcast.
This
and
is the podcast.
Yes.
Fabulous, by the way.
Exactly. Yay. Yes. So I look forward to having you on again very soon.
It'll be my pleasure.
Awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
It's been a great knowing you and finding out everything about you.
Well, I appreciate that very much. And to you guys out there, we really appreciate you tuning in, and we look forward to the next episode of Feral and Fabulous. Goodbye.